Silver Fantasy. E.T., the extraterrestrial.
Who would have ever thought that a creature with an extending turtle-like neck, a finger as bright as a nightlight, or a penchant for Coors beer would translate into hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue for Universal Pictures?
I didn't think E.T. was commercial.
But for the relationship between these two, filmmaker Steven Spielberg and former MCA Universal president Sidney Sheinberg, E.T. might never have made it to the big screen, bringing with it a subsequent windfall of profits Universal is still cashing in on today.
I don't think anybody would have made it except Sid.
The story of how E.T. got the green light is part of Hollywood lore. E.T. originally found its first home at Columbia Pictures under the name A Boy's Life. But the studio dumped the project, fearing it would only appeal to young boys. Spielberg took the rejected script to Sheinberg.
I read the movie and thought we ought to make it. It was that simple.
At any point, you didn't think, what do the Columbia executives know that I don't?
No, because there was one period of time when I quipped that we got our best product from Columbia, because it was over a period of years we acquired not only this, but Back to the Future, which Columbia had, which Steven also gave me, a project called Smokey and the Bandit. So actually, the fact that Columbia didn't want to do it was an endorsement that I probably should look at it seriously.
Spielberg's relationship with Sheinberg began more than 30 years ago when a young Spielberg got caught sneaking onto the Universal lot to watch movie making. Sheinberg found out and summoned the eager unknown to his office.
I thought that, you know, this was either going to be the greatest day of my life or I was going to get punished for sneaking on the lot for a year and a half. And it was the greatest day of my life.
It was, as they say, the start of a beautiful friendship which produced some of the biggest blockbusters of all time.
When you're making a movie, is there any part of you that thinks about the business end, or are you just pressing that creative valve and getting your adrenaline from there?
That is a whisper in my brain, but it's never a red light. It never stops me from saying yes to something if I really want to tell that story.
With his supporter in the executive suite, Spielberg got to make the story of E.T., one that still, 20 years later, is reaching out and touching audiences.